Today, an American Eagle commuter plane with 19 passengers on board was diverted on its flight from New York City to Washington, D.C. And authorities say it's because a passenger handed a threatening note to the crew. NPR's Janet Babin is following this story. And Janet, what happened?
Well, you're right, Steve. An official with the Transportation Security Administration confirms that a male passenger gave a note to a flight attendant at some point after takeoff that stated that he had a bomb on board. Now, according to the FBI, the guy later said he had a grenade and he demanded to be flown to Australia, which would have likely been impossible because this plane was a small commuter jet. It only held up to 36 people max. Now, the TSA says the plane was diverted to Dulles Airport because Reagan National is so close to the U.S. Capitol in the White House, whereas Dulles is 30 miles out, so they deemed this to be less of a security threat. And the aircraft did land safely. No one was injured. The plane was screened, and nothing was found.
So nobody's hurt, but another blow to the airline industry.
Well, exactly. This year has not been good for the airline industry. And the airlines, of course, are coming off of two dreadful years after 9/11. And they had high hopes for 2004. Many airlines had planned to increase the number of flights, and they were hopefully going to try and make some money this year. But a few weeks ago, the airlines were dealing with those cancellations and delays of international flights. And I spoke to a number of people at Reagan National last week who said, well, the domestic side is safe and I feel safe, but this incident might challenge that. Also, this incident cracks the theory that all this extra security is preventing dangerous problems once people are in the air, because this happened in the air.
Okay, NPR's Janet Babin. Janet, thanks very much.
Thank you.